Steve Goss here on the day after Thanksgiving. A long holiday weekend is upon us. Maybe you had enough turkey, maybe enough football. Maybe you're ready to rock. Well, we can help with that. Mara Davis is back. Time for Mara's Music Mix.
Yes.
Happy post-Thanksgiving to you.
Ready to rock, as always, Steve, because, you know, that's you should get a T-shirt that says that, ready to rock. That's your motto. Let's get started at Philips Arena. There are two artists playing there that pretty much ruled the 90s when it comes to R&B, and that's Mary J. Blige and Maxwell. Wow. What a duo. This is going to be a very, very powerful show.
Yeah. Each artist is doing a 90-minute set. It's the King and Queen of Hearts tour, and yeah, it's going to be, this should be on the top of the list. And it is. He's been taking it kind of easy, relatively speaking, the last couple of years. He had some problems with the vocal cords. But he's back, and he's got a...
He's back. His new album, Black Summer's Night, 2016. There was one in 2009 as well.
Yeah, this is the second of the trilogy. He's got another one he said he's going to do. He's going to be three in that series, so who knows when that'll come out.
Who knows, but we know it's going to be a good show, so check it out. It's Maxwell and Mary J. Blige at Philips Arena. That is tonight.
If you want a smaller crowd, but just a good show just the same, there's a couple Athens rockers that are in town Friday.
Yeah, so the Future Birds are going to be playing. Also, New Madrid is part of the lineup, but the Future Birds, they're a great Athens band. They've had opportunities to sign with a big label, and they're like, you know what? We just want to do our own thing. They're sort of like a psychedelic folk band, and they get their name from the University of Georgia. The original band member, Carter King, was a student there in poultry science. And when he was in the chicken house, he was talking about how Native Americans use chickens to predict the future. So that's how the name came about.
Well, that explains what this concert is called. It's called the First Annual Tripto Family Tradition. Tripto Family Tradition. So he's a poultry scientist, and it's all about, you know, hopefully you can stay awake. It's the Tripto Family Tradition.
Let's talk about poultry some more.
I'm really getting hungry.
So that's going to be a really good show. Also from Athens, New Madrid, and they are a really, really great band, and they're, you know, pretty much rising stars. So I think this is going to be, and Tito Stone also. So that's a triple bill. That's the Future Birds, New Madrid, and Tito Stone at the Variety Playhouse tonight.
A couple of artists that are back in town, I think, maybe because they live nearby and it's the holiday weekend. People are coming home to roost, so to speak.
Speaking of, to roost.
Yeah, we're on that theme.
That's a good one.
Okay. Packway Handle Band and Colonel Bruce Hampton at Eddie's Attic.
Well, they'll bring their entire flock, won't they, Steve?
They sure will.
Yeah, so they're two separate shows, so go to eddiesattic.com for the details. But, of course, Colonel Bruce Hampton is an Atlanta legend on the jam band scene. He's sort of the godfather of it. So he'll be playing there, and then the Packway Handle Band, if you want to little bit of bluegrass. They make a lot of noise, they make noise with strings, don't they?
You know what's odd about their touring history? Last year, they toured with Foreigner and Kid Rock. So you got a bluegrass band opening up for Kid Rock and Foreigner. Is that odd to you? I mean, again, we go back to Jimi Hendrix opening for the Monkees, but I mean...
You know what? A check is a check, Steve.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes, right?
Sometimes a check is a check, yeah, but sometimes checks are really what?
Okay. That's Packway Handle Band and Packway Handle Band and Colonel Bruce Hampton in separate shows at Eddie's Attic tonight. Hey, Rose Kitchen. So I think Thanksgiving, you probably have friends in from out of town or family in from out of town, and that's why it's a perfect opportunity to take them over to Ponce City Market. It's a great place to take people who haven't been to Atlanta before. City Winery is having a great show, Who's Bad, the tribute to Michael Jackson, which these guys and gals, I mean, this is quite a power-packed show. If you love Michael Jackson, I mean, you're going to get the true Michael Jackson experience. They've been together for a while.
In fact, they have two Michael Jackson lookalikes in the entourage. I don't know if they perform in the same show together. They tag team it, but I think there's like eight or nine dancers. It's the light show. It's the choreography. It's the It's the Michael Jackson sound alike. It's the whole package.
And I say this all the time, but City Winery is a great room, and I think it's a perfect, let's take the edge off, let's burn some calories, let's get rid of some of those Thanksgiving uncomfortable moments and break the ice with Who's Bad. That's Who's Bad, the Michael Jackson tribute at City Winery tonight.
Well, you can tell it is the holiday season because Mannheim Steamroller is in town at the fabulous Fox Theater. And my history with Mannheim Steamroller and Chip Davis goes back to 1984 when their first Christmas album came out and had the definitive version of Silent Night on it. And Peach played the heck out of that. And we got so many calls. And I think that song, as much as any Christmas song, really solidified the image that Peach had as Atlanta's Christmas music station. And since then, Mannheim Steamroller has done over two dozen Christmas albums. I mean, enough already, guys. But
Christmas is hot. You know, for orchestral rock to make something out of Christmas music, it's kind of revolutionary. You think of all the things that came after it and things that we'll talk about, like Hip Hop Nutcracker or Brian Setzer's orchestra. You know, they really did this whole thing first.
Yeah, and Chip Davis is the wizard behind the curtain. He's really the genius who started all this. And before he got into this orchestral symphonic rock thing, here's a little nugget for you.
I love a nugget.
He co-wrote the song Convoy. Breaker Breaker 1-9.
Oh, I know Convoy.
Yeah, he co-wrote that with Bill Freese. C.W. McCall was his stage name. Isn't that crazy?
We're gonna have a convoy.
I didn't want you to sing it. I just wanted to tell you that he did that.
Well, that is a great rock nugget. And if you are getting excited about the holiday as well, get it started with Mannheim Steamroller at the Fox Theater on Saturday night. Sean Mullins does an annual Thanksgiving show, so I think it's important to mention that he's going to be playing the Variety Playhouse. I just saw him at the Wirewood Festival. He was just so great. His voice is so deep and powerful that he puts on a great show, and he has so many songs that you know and love. And interestingly enough, if you want to prep on this, he has a live album from the Variety Playhouse from 2009, which is pretty cool to listen to.
And his latest album, which is a studio LP, is My Stupid Heart, which apparently was about romantic trouble he's had over the years.
Breaking up.
Yeah.
It's hard. He's got a stupid heart. That's Sean Mullins at the Variety Playhouse on Saturday night.
Everybody wants a taste of your honey. I just want to light you up.
I love this next artist, at least on paper. I've never seen him perform, but from Mara Davis, who brought us word of Ankle Pants just a few weeks ago for Halloween, comes Nobody. That's Nobody. Justin Champlin is his real name. But this is a guy who, why don't you explain what he does?
All right, so Nobody, it's all one word. And this is a guy that he's kind of like lo-fi, garage rock. He sounds great. The music is great. But he performs in a bunny costume. I think it's a fun show. If you've watched any of his stuff on YouTube, he really puts on a good show in a bunny costume.
Yeah, he's a great performer, but what's with the fake? Maybe he's got stage fright. But I'd love to see a smackdown between him and Ankle Pants.
Nobody at the Earl on Saturday night. So we were just talking about Mannheim Steamroller and how now it's officially okay to put up your Christmas decorations and get into the season. But I love the idea of the hip-hop nutcracker, especially in Atlanta, because we are pretty much the birthplace and the heart of hip-hop. But to see Tchaikovsky's music set to hip-hop and a hip-hop story, I think this is really, really fun. This is their second year doing it, and it's very exciting to have this all come together.
Yeah, they use the Tchaikovsky symphony in there, and so the music is preserved. It's sort of ramped up a little bit, but the setting is different. It's not the Palace of the Sugar Plums anymore. It's a club in the 1980s in Brooklyn, New York. That's the scene, you know. So yes, a lot of dancers. They got a DJ, a violinist, You know, might as well just spend the entire weekend at the Fox Theater. You got Mannheim Steamroller on Saturday night. You got Hip Hop Nutcracker on Sunday night.
I know, it's very Christmassy.
Yeah.
That's a Hip Hop Nutcracker at the Fox Theater on Sunday night.
Also on Sunday night, if you don't want to do the holiday thing, our good buddy Christian Bush is in town with Michelle Malone.
They're doing a bit of a residency, so it's Sunday night and Monday night. They're doing a variety of shows there, and Christian just never stops. That guy writes music for other people. He's part of productions. He's got a play coming out that he's written.
At the Alliance Troubadour.
Yes.
Starts in January, yeah.
Yeah, so he is constantly moving and is such a nice guy and is so fun. And I've seen his shows at Eddie's before, and he does a lot of storytelling and a lot of, you know, playing and, you know, having fun with the audience, so it's always a good time. That's Christian Bush at Eddie's Attic. Sunday night and Monday night.
Home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn. Dear Mom and Dad, please send me.